Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, Lee, shocking over the weekend ruling by the Supreme Court. Basically, it's an emergency injunction saying that Trump can't use the Alien Enemies Act to deport illegal immigrant gang members. A ruling so bizarre that at this point, to keep from being deported with the Alien Enemies Act, you would actually claim to be a gang member, and that would help you stay in the United States of America. What a screwed up country.
At least Alito and Clarence Thomas were adamant in their objection to this ruling.
Yeah, so it's a temporary injunction. It's not a final ruling, which means he just can't do it till the Supreme Court can rule. But it's not a good indication of what direction they're going with this. Again, yet another thing Congress could clarify if they wanted to.
Yeah,
Congress you can add clarification. You can attach it on to, hey, the big, beautiful bill would be a good place, saying that he could use the Alien Enemies Act for this particular thing. You now have the Supreme Court acting as liberal judicial dictators here, which is a problem, and empowering gang members, which seems to be, I guess, just what we want to do. I don't know. In the meantime, the Democrats pivoted over the weekend. If you notice the messaging, they went from lying about his gang status. No, there's no proof. Nobody ever said, okay, well, it was one judge did say, okay, well, wait, two judges and two separate courts did find that he was an MS-13 member. Well, okay, yeah, and there is this police profiler, too, who has found this. It's basically a bunch of boxes you have to check, basically signs that they are a gang member. And then the whole thing broke about, wow, okay, Piercy was human trafficking, 7 illegals, all of whom gave his address for where they live. And the FBI was called. Then it turns out he's on a list, a transnational gang list of criminal gang members to be on the lookout for. Tennessee Highway Patrol caught him, thought, oh, wow, okay, the FBI is totally going to want this guy. We just got him, literally in the act of human trafficking, but the FBI told him to let him go.
Yeah.
That is the most galling thing, the Biden FBI. I mean, this is a Biden FBI that dedicated 13% of its personnel to persecuting January 6ers, almost 1,000 of which never even entered the building. And again, I still cannot understand what even was the basis for prosecution. If there's no assault of a police officer and you didn't enter the building, I'm sorry, I don't understand. That's just protest. We may like you, we may not like you, but that's just protest. It's not like you're like a Democrat burning cities down.
Yeah. Right,
exactly. I mean, the only thing damaged was Nancy Pelosi's laptop, and that was just a little. And those people weren't even in the building. And yet they were prosecuted. And yet the same FBI that did that has a chance to pick up a guy on the transnational criminal database list, a known MS-13 gang member caught in the act of human trafficking. And they're like, nah, release him. I mean, it's galling. When you talk about dual justice, holy cow. Mm-hmm. Not interested. In fact, so the FBI not only said, hey, we're not interested. They said, they said, no, release him. This is who they are. So, and it's just really frustrating when they get a win. So, and they haven't gotten that yet, but unfortunately the Supreme Court now standing in the way of the deportation, at least an easy mass deportation method for known gang members. And I don't know where this idea is coming from, Lee, that, well, you know, if he hasn't committed a crime, we have to wait for him to hurt an American before we can send him out.
I'm sorry, but if you've had a deportation hearing, you've already committed a crime because you've been arrested for entering the country illegally.
Amen. It's not hard.
I mean, it's, you know, that's already there. You have maybe have not been convicted of it yet, but you have been accused of a crime because you entered the country illegally. That's why you have a deportation hearing.
But it shifted over the week from, oh, no, he's just a dad. He's not a gang member, to, okay, well, it's not about him. It's about his rights being denied.
I'm not sure why Abrego Garcia's rights should be denied based on an awful murder that he had absolutely nothing to do with.
Okay, go ahead, Lee. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say due process is the thing that they're saying now. And why he is trying to connect these two things, it's obvious that they're just grasping for straws here.
Yeah. I mean, again, he had three hearings.
I believe he was making reference to the Lake and Riley death in Georgia. And it's like, no, no one is trying to pin that on him. The whole thing is the purposeful admission of people into this country illegally by the Biden administration is what led to the death of Lake and Riley and so many other people in this country because of this policy. And that's there is that link and there is that risk. But, you know, no one is making the connection between those two events.
Yeah, and when you look at Lake and Riley's killer in court, said to be Trende Aragua, you look at Jocelyn Nungery, who was 12, she was raped and murdered. I mean, he was wearing a monitoring bracelet because he was Trende Aragua when he did the crime. So here's the thing, if we catch them at the border and we release them, the connection here for the senator, I'll spell it out, some of them are going to kill. We don't know which ones. And you just, what, release them to find out? Because that seems to be what the Democrats were advocating for this weekend. Well, we have to wait until they hurt someone or kill them. And then we can say, no, we can send them out without that. But they're trying to move the goalpost of what's normal here.
Of course. Yeah, that's typical tactic.
Yeah. Deportations are Tom Homan absolutely blistered, Senator Van Hollen.
What bothers me more than that is a U.S. senator traveled El Salvador on taxpayer dime to meet with an MS-13 gang member, public safety threat, terrorist. I mean, in the meantime, the day before he traveled, an illegal alien was arrested for murder, released to the streets rather than honoring an ICE detainer in his very own state. What concerns me is Van Hollen never went to the border the last 4 years on Joe Biden when he had a 600% increase in sex trafficking and women and children. You have a record number of no-inspected terrorists crossing that border. You had a 250,000 Americans die from fentanyl overdose because of the open border. You got over 4,000 illegal aliens died making that journey, which is an historic record. What shocks me is he's remained silent on the travesty that happened on our southern border. Many people died. Thousands of people died. I met with hundreds of angel moms and dads who buried their children that were murdered by an illegal alien. How many angel moms and dads has he met in the state of Maryland? That's what concerns me. What bothers.
Yeah, great points. Mm-hmm. So much human suffering. They don't care about that. 250,000 figure is unbelievable. The fentanyl deaths. And again, so many of those deaths, we're now seeing young people in particular die who are not drug users. They're using, you know, who are not, you know, smoking crack or, you know, shooting up heroin. They are got an Adderall from their friends, or they ordered Adderall on Instagram thinking it would help them get better grades. Their parents find them dead in their rooms. So, I mean, this absolute asymmetric warfare. And yet just very frustrating to not, you know, to have for Trump to have to go to these lengths just to deport these people. Again, these are things that the Republican Congress could help with. They could clarify using legislation, but because they will not, judges are getting really uppity. Absolutely. We have a liberal judicial dictatorship going on right now because they see Congress as weak and will not stop it.
Yeah. And Democrats will continue to use lawfare and any operation possible to stop anything that Donald Trump's trying to do, period. That's what's going to happen. And they knew this going into it.
Yeah. And there's a history of this in America. When the judiciary sees that Congress is weak, it seizes power for its own branch. Presidency always trying to seize power from Congress. Congress always trying to seize power, or used to be anyway, seize power back. I mean, there was supposed to be that tension. But when you have Congress this weak, you're going to have all kinds of problems. Yeah. And the party in power is very, very weak. And their margins are thin in part because we allowed the Census Bureau to steal somewhere between 7 and 15 seats from us through fraud that they admitted. Yeah, there was fraud. Sorry. But they didn't tell anyone about the fraud until the primaries had been held in those districts and we were headed into general elections in 2020 for redistricting.
Just a little bit too late.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand why Republicans didn't file lawsuits, demand a recount, something. Like, anything the Democrats would have done. Yeah. But we just let it stay. We just let it, you know, sit. And so now people think we don't have a majority in Congress when actually there's sitting Democrats who shouldn't even have those seats. They were stolen through fraud by the Census Bureau. And the Census Bureau ultimately let about 200 people go, said, yeah, they committed fraud. We let them go. Those people were never prosecuted for it. Maybe they will be under Trump. And they said, oopsie, sorry. Yeah, it's probably, y'all, sorry y'all didn't get the seats you were supposed to have. We had fraud problems. But we didn't tell you till after the elections. It's really funny. And we're paying the price for it today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, if you're rolling out of bed this morning, some of you use me as your alarm, which is cool. Feel free to do that. If you're rolling out of bed this morning, you're waking up to the news that Pope Francis has died, age 88, 7:35 a.m. Italy time. So, but technically he died on what for them, because of the time zones, is Easter Monday. So search immediately beginning for his replacement, all kinds of speculation on that. But he has passed away hours, by the way, after he was seen. He came out briefly on the balcony to offer an Easter blessing and then was wheeled back in. And after that, he passed. So recently hospitalized, very ill, overcame that, but ultimately appears weakened him to the point that he has passed. So, very interesting what, you know, the way that he ran the Catholic Church. I know as a Catholic, there has been a massive, I would say just break in even the influence of the Pope in America and on the church. Such a controversial figure. He's very rarely mentioned in homilies. It's just so divisive. And definitely oversaw, because of that division, and quite frankly, alienation of any Catholic who wasn't really a Marxist, that the donations dried up. So he's not just leaving the Catholic Church sort of broken and American Catholics alienated, a lot of them anyway. He's also leaving it financially insolvent because the donations dried up. And because of that, they had to find new sources of money, leaving them for the most recent fiscal year we have numbers for. We don't have the 24 numbers yet. $87 million in the hole. Because folks stopped writing checks. And I know for me personally, you can't really donate to the church because so much of that money, small amounts, end up siphoned off to Rome or to bishops' conferences or to groups that are doing illegal things in the human trafficking chain. Bishops' conferences under Francis making a lot of money as human traffickers. And they were. They were down in Mexico, and they were actively facilitating the journey up north, you know, acting essentially as coyotes used to. We used to arrest coyotes for that. Now you have Catholic organizations doing it under Francis. You saw evidence of that. J.D. Vance went to meet with him, in fact, over the weekend. And instead of talking about religious persecution and things like that, the Vatican was blasting away at Vance over the immigration policy. Apparently, the Vatican believes we should just open the border and let whoever wants to, you know, rape, murder, plunder, to cross it with no questions asked. So, I don't know. I think the next pope is going to be more radical than this pope because of the way that he set the system up, including the cardinals. But to me, as a Catholic, this pope seemed much more interested in furthering left-wing politics than he did in religion in any way. In fact, it almost seemed timed. I told my dad this on many occasions. It almost seemed he timed it so that every week there was some kind of pronouncement designed to drive anybody who wasn't a card-carrying left-winger out of the church. And he just did an absolute tremendous amount, I mean, just incalculable amount of damage to the church. To the point where, and it really hurt him this way too, it just didn't have a lot of influence in America. And that breakup really did start with the first Trump election, where Francis was staunchly anti-Trump, very political. The church defied him. Majority of Catholics voted for Trump. Gaffed Francis off. And I think that made Francis very angry. I think he has been angry at American Catholics for a very long time. And I think that he literally just burned with the rage and hatred of it to the point where he was just doing these things every week that weren't religious. Some of them were apostasies and breaking with the Catholic Church, its doctrine and its teaching, and then others just designed to alienate people. I think it made him very angry that American Catholics defied him. And if you're a Catholic, you know this. He is such a divisive figure, at least in this country, that churches have really divided along partisan lines. It's kind of known in town which are the conservative versus the liberal churches. And you go to church and he's persona non grata. He's not mentioned during the homily. He's not really a factor at all. I've heard his name. Weird to hear his name in church. I've heard his name recently because he was sick. I think there were some prayers for him. And that was odd. I'm just weird because you just don't hear his name much in church. And that's to avoid offending people further. So I don't know. The mainstream media is playing this up big for Catholics. It's not what it could have been. He could have done a lot of different things. Dexter writes, as a fellow Catholic, I couldn't agree with you more about Francis. Yeah, and I truly believe he was trying to push people out of the church. I think he was trying to offend people. And again, I think that it was, he just grew angrier and angrier and angrier with the rebellion by American Catholics. And it just sort of snowballed down the hill with his, you know, increasing lack of influence. And he could clearly see the checks just fell off. They weren't coming. And if you're like me, the way the Catholic Church, the way it works is you donate to one organization, there's usually little siphons off to other organizations. They'll take a cut. Nothing bad. I mean, it might be 2% goes to Rome or something. You can't write a check anymore because you're afraid where it go. and it'll be used in ways that are detrimental to the country. So you stop writing checks, Vatican's broke. Texter writes, is it Trump's fault the Pope died? I'm sure that's coming now. They will say Trump sent Vance to take out the Pope. What? No, I'm waiting for it. I thought of that. Texter writes, Tara, why are you then still Catholic? I'm not being ugly, just curious. My basic answer would be they can't have it. No, he wants to wreck the church, make it a Marxist institution that's devoid of religion. He can't have it. They can't have it. They can't have it. Somebody's got to stay and fight. That's how I look at it. It's a love-hate relationship. It's kind of the same way I feel about the country. You could look at, you know, Joe Biden, the horrible things that he did. I mean, horrible things he did. Funding Hamas, funding the Taliban, funding Iran, and say, well, that's horrible. Why don't you quit the United States? Well, I'm not quitting the United States. I love the United States. I'm going to stay and fight for it. Same with the church. You know why? I leave, they win. And I'm stubborn that way. And there's a lot of people like me inside the Catholic Church. That's why I remember the FBI attacked us. Remember the FBI sending undercover agents into the church to go after hardcore Catholics? Who were they? They were the rebels, those who rebelled against, and there's a very strong rebellion movement, rebelled against the Pope, traditionalist Catholics. And so you had even the FBI trying to crack down. It's actually, once you get into it, a very fascinating chapter. But the short answer is they can't have it.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Deadline for the real ID, fast approaching unless Team Trump changes their mind. They are implementing the law passed during the George W. Bush era. So Congress actually voted to pass this. We've just had several presidents, including Donald Trump, last time he was president, choose to delay the implementation. One of the reasons I think they're going forward with it now, there's been a lot of grumbling about it on our side, is if you combine the Real ID Act, you know, with people using real IDs. 56% of Americans, including me, already have a real ID. So this is not, you know, something that everybody's going to have to rush out and have the burden of. A lot of people have already just done it. You combined the SAVE Act and the Real ID Act, it's going to make it much harder for illegal immigrants to vote. That's one of the things I really like about it. Just because, I mean, real ID, and you combine it and you have to prove your citizenship. You need a way to do that. It really just mandates more documents when you get your driver's license and more secure documents than you used before. So I'm not one of those super worried about privacy here because most of those are already government issued documents anyway. And, you know, I mean, when you've got the NSA, again, collecting illegally, by the way, every keystroke, every text, every email, everything that you spend your money on, the entire contents of your bank account, what you purchase, what you watch on TV, all of it is collected. So, I mean, to me, when people scream privacy and Real ID Act, I'm kind of like, what? Well, I mean, anyway, yeah. So I'm not super convinced. I think, and I bet you this is Trump's thinking too. He hasn't really weighed in on this, but to the extent that he is thinking about it, you know, it's got to be for him. It's got to be votes. It's got to be, you know, just security for voting and a secure way to prove who you actually are. Because we have got it. We have got to tighten up those voter rolls. I mean, we just last week finally had a court acknowledge, yes, there were 50,000 illegal immigrants on Arizona's voter rolls, and many of them voted. And the court ordered, in a victory for Stephen Miller's group, the American Legal Foundation ordered Arizona Democrats, because that's who's in charge of the voter rolls there, to remove the illegals from the voter rolls. So good news there. Meanwhile, in bizarre news, folks, these Democrats love illegal immigrant gangsters. What on earth is going on here? Liberal Democrat judge. This shows you who sits on the bench in America. Liberal Democrat judge in New Mexico just resigned after Homeland Security found a Trendy-Aragua member, illegal immigrant, at his residence, living there. The accused Trendy-Aragua member was apparently living in a casita behind the judge's home. Okay. Well, what, he just rent a place to him? Well, maybe. We're not sure about what their living arrangement was, but this gets even more bizarre. The illegal immigrant, Trendy-Aragua member Christian Ortega Lopez, faces federal firearm charges after Homeland Security investigations executed a search warrant at the judge's residence, which is owned by him and his wife. Okay, the judge, a former police officer, he should have known better, and Democrat, which explains why he didn't, and his wife and daughter appeared to enjoy firearms and shooting with the alleged gang banger, to whom they illegally lent their firearms. In fact, the source of that is the illegal immigrant's social media, where he posts pictures of himself shooting with the judge, his wife, and his daughter. Huh? Prosecutors argue that Ortega Lopez, the illegal immigrant, is a flight risk and a danger to the community due to his criminal history, including his ties to Trendy-Aragua in Venezuela. Court filings state that the agents recovered four firearms from a neighboring home owned by the daughter of the judge, April Cano, who is identified in court filings as Nancy Cano's daughter. Criminal complaint alleges Ortega Lopez admitted to possessing and firing them, as seen in photos and videos posted on Facebook last December. So I guess you take in a Trendy-Aragua gang member, and he's like, those are some really nice guns. And they're like, hey, you want to use them? I guess if you're a Democrat, this makes sense to you. A video going around on social media shows the judge, his wife, Nancy, and the illegal immigrant, Trendy-Aragua member, Christian, bonding over a very large gun. The page shows photos of what appears to be Judge Cano and Ortega Lopez socializing, including Ortega Lopez passing a long rifle to both Judge Cano and Nancy. So they grabbed the guns from the daughter as well as the Trendy-Aragua member. Prosecutors say they were subsequently introduced to April Cano, the judge's daughter, who possessed a large number of firearms and allowed the illegal immigrant gangster to hold and sometimes shoot them. Which, again, you can't do if you're not legally in this country. So the judge had to resign. He's apparently now unemployed. Ortega Lopez is in custody and too dangerous to release on bond. And breaking news. This is creepy. Images from the illegal immigrant's cell phone obtained by Breitbart show graphic images of multiple decapitated and mutilated bodies. I guess that's just Democrats, y'all. Democrats. Texture writes, we are Catholic because the Pope is not the church. The people of the church and the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ are the church. Texture writes, listen to you, Tara, cheering on national ID, which will no doubt become national digital ID. We already have national ID. It's called your social security number. I just don't think, and it basically, again, what Real ID does, a lot of people don't understand, all it does is add a couple more document affirming that you are in fact a citizen. Again, combined with the SAVE Act, will make it very hard for illegals to vote compared to what it is now. So, there's a lot of other, you know, privacy security breaches I'm a lot more concerned about than Real ID and having to show a few extra documents that, by the way, already come from the government that they already possess. It's just, it's too easy now to get a driver's license. That's why all these illegal immigrants have one. And the beauty of Real ID is you're going to begin to make it more difficult for them to get driver's licenses as well. And I think that's the point. I think that's why Trump is allowing this law passed by Congress before Trump was ever elected president to take effect. Trump, Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller blasting Senator Chris Van Hollen for his trip to El Salvador. Folks, if MS-13 is a terror group, how is what the senator is doing not material support for terror? I'm just curious. Could you do this with ISIS? Could you do this with Al-Qaeda? Would you get arrested? That's questions I'm asking this morning. Anyway, here's Stephen Miller talking about Van Hollen's visit to see the wife-beating MS-13 gang member in his native El Salvador, where he belongs, because he's a citizen of there and not here.
We've reached a point in American politics where we have one party led by President Donald Trump that fights for Americans, and a second party, I guess led by AOC, that fights for illegal aliens. But not just illegal aliens, criminal, wife-beating, terrorist illegal aliens. Two immigration judges, as you said, found that he was a member of MS-13, as did the arresting police department here nearby in Prince George's County. On top of that, we have, of course, the protective order filed by his wife, alleging horrific multiple instances.
There were two?
Yes, of extreme, violent physical abuse. And then on top of all of that, he's an illegal alien and a member of what has been designated as a foreign terrorist organization. You have the entire machinery of the Democrat Party using all of its power, not to fight for lower costs, as President Trump is, or better trade deals, as President Trump is, or lower taxes, as President Trump is, but to fight to bring this illegal alien with all those horrific crimes and allegations and history against him back to the United States, where he can do what? He can commit additional acts that threaten the safety of the American people. This is the biggest, sharpest contrast you will ever see between the priorities of President Trump and the priorities of the Democrat Party.
Stephen Miller, y'all. He made the rounds on the networks this weekend. This one was also golden because it, you know, it really lays out the damage of illegal immigration, not just for Americans, but for the illegal immigrants themselves.
Do you know any stories I could tell you of children that were trafficked across the border and raped because of the policies of Joe Biden? There aren't enough volumes that could fit into a library to calculate the carnage that has been inflicted by the Democrat Party's policy of open borders. We can spend the rest of our lives trying to document those harms. Where does our whole country go to get repaid for all of the wealth, all of the prosperity and security that has been stolen from us by decades of uncontrolled illegal mass migration? Because we all deserve reparations for what has been stolen from us. It is a tragedy that defies our ability to even describe it.
Amen to that. Texter writes, Tara, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. The point is that now any U.S. citizen can be accused of a crime and immediately sent to El Salvador in prison without a trial. No. No, that's ridiculous. I don't even know where this stuff comes. You must be watching MSNBC. I don't even know where this comes from. This guy is an illegal immigrant with a deportation order. There was a hold on that deportation order by a judge because he is an MS-13 member. He might be killed if he is returned to El Salvador by the rival 18th Street gang, okay? When you declare a group a terror group, it's admitted members, which I would argue his attorneys did admit that, or he wouldn't have the hold. I mean, you can't simultaneously be not an MS-13 member, but also undeportable because you are an MS-13 member. But I don't understand how a U.S. citizen could be accused of a crime and deported. That doesn't make any sense. This guy is not a U.S. citizen. This is not legal precedent. In order to argue what you're saying, we would have to have the legal precedent of a U.S. citizen being deported. That's not going to happen. That would, I don't understand the argument. I'm baffled. Texter writes, where were the Democrats regarding due process for January 6 prisoners placed in solitary confinement? Oh, they were at the helm of that. Texter writes, good morning. I'm still looking for the more than 100,000 kids that are missing. I know. It's really tragic. By the way, Stephen Miller, that same interview addressing AOC running. She's the, at least for now, it'll probably change before the election. She and Bernie are the heir apparent for the Democrat Party. The leadership is losing or has lost control. Take a listen to what Stephen Miller says about AOC running.
Do you think AOC will be the nominee in 28?
I think she's clearly the front runner. And I think it's just emblematic of the fact the Democrat Party has been thoroughly, completely radicalized. They're an open borders party. They're a communist party. They're a party that excuses violence and left-wing terrorism. They're a party that's polling at 21%. But if they keep fighting to spring illegal alien gang members loose from foreign countries and bring them back to terrorize our families, that 21% will go down to 15 and 10% and lower, because Americans, above all else, expect their government to keep them safe. And Donald Trump is fighting harder to keep our families safe than anyone who has ever sat behind that Resolute desk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.